Okay.
Hello?
Oh, yep.
Okay. Okay, good. Dolly was going to dial in again.
Okay, let's see. Well, I think at the moment it's just me and one other person, a phone number.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Say hello to him. I'll be on in a minute.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
I don't know why we're having so much trouble.
Hi, this is Tabitha. I was just talking to Deanne, and yeah, she doesn't know either. So I think she said she was going to leave and come back or something, so.
I don't know.
I just hope other people haven't given up by now.
Hello. Yeah,
hello.
Hello. I'm finally...
I kept getting the music over and over and over. Yeah. Mhm.
And then the voice comes on and says the meeting has not started. Try again later.
That happened to me too.
Okay, I'm on. Yeah. And it looks like okay. Recording is in progress. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do not know what. Where I was and where you guys were, because I was in two different places.
The Zoom gremlins.
Yes. So, okay. I know we have Dolly and Tabitha and Rita so far. Rita is Tabitha. Rita is our the president of our state affiliate. And Dolly is a former president of our state affiliate.
Thank goodness, I am an illustrious company.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know where everybody is. I don't know what the deal is.
They probably gave up. I've been texting Rich and Regina.
You did?
Yeah. But I don't get a reply back.
Yeah. Mm. That's why it's important that one of us be able to be in the host seat, because then we're
in
who's in the waiting room.
Oh no. I thought the waiting room got turned off.
It apparently is still on because I
wasn't in a waiting room.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It just said the host was in another meeting.
Oh.
Because if you're in the waiting room, you get a message saying, you know, you're in the waiting room. We'll let the host know you're here and they'll let you in, or, you know, whatever. So this was just, it seemed to think that you kind of like getting an old fashioned busy signal.
Yeah. Well, see, I usually just put the Zoom meeting ID in and the passcode in.
Mm.
And I thought, well, okay, I'll just use the link for quickness. And every time I've used that link today, I've ended up in a waiting room.
Mm. I tried it both ways. I first clicked on the link, and then after a couple minutes, I gave up and tried the meeting ID and the passcode, and I got the same message both times that the host had another meeting in progress.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also sometimes tells you that they've got the meeting locked.
Mm-hmm.
So. I asked, is that you, Rich? Whose speech is that?
I am forwarding the Zoom information to the Indiana list again. To try to get the people to come on.
Okay, I was just.
Let's call it Friday Collected. So call Collected. CB call it Collected. Collected. When?
I just don't get it. I mean, we always have more than this, so. I apologize, Tabitha. I don't know what's wrong with everybody today.
Do you have Pat's number or.
She said she wouldn't be on. She has a meeting. Mel has a meeting. I don't know where Mary is. Rich is usually on.
I texted him, but I hadn't heard anything yet.
What about Brenda? Does she usually come on?
I don't know.
Barbara. I can text Barbara.
Okay.
7:19 p.m.
We usually have at least a handful of us here. Unfortunately, it seems like tonight is school board meetings.
Actually, I have a board meeting at 8 o'clock myself.
So. Oh,
bye. We only have three people on the call.
Well,
I mean,
as I said, it's very informal.
Deanne, you've been to some of my reading groups. You know, it's quality, not quantity. I don't take it personally.
Okay.
Agatha, where are you from?
I'm actually a Navy brat, so I don't really have a from. I've spent probably most of my life, most of my adult life on the East Coast. Then I was out of the country for like 7 of the last 8 years, and I'm currently staying with my parents in Virginia. I've signed a lease on an apartment in Philadelphia, and the move-in date is just after convention, so I don't know how that's going to work. I've never lived in Philly. I lived in New York and Boston and DC. So I figured I might as well try Philadelphia and just get the major East Coast cities out of the way.
Oh, okay.
Decide where to go after that. Because my job at ACB is remote. So it's been kind of a weird feeling to not need to be anywhere. I don't have a reason to go anywhere. So it's kind of a weird feeling, kind of floaty.
7:21.
Are you all Indiana natives? I've never been to Indiana.
You've never been to Indiana?
No.
Well, we'll have to invite you.
Yeah.
Actually, this is kind of audio descriptive related. Our Indiana School for the Blind, has an Indiana Blind Children's Foundation, and they partner with the Indiana Arts Commission. And in the summer, the end of July, they have a concert with an artist who is typically has a visual impairment and other disabilities. And they use it as a fundraiser, but it's open to the public. And they have descriptive audio of the concert.
Oh, that's great.
This year I think it's like July 22nd. And then, so I'm an alumnus of the Indiana School for the Blind. So
Well, we need to get them involved in our Beatty essay contest. That was one of the things I was going to talk about tonight, is the benefits of audio description in education. It's an essay contest that we do with the DCMP, Described and Captioned Media Program. And we invite students from the age of, we have 4 different categories. I can't remember the exact breakdowns, but the complete age range is as young as 7 and as old as 20 or so, but obviously we don't have the 7-year-olds competing with the 20-year-olds. They watch an audio described video of their choice and write an essay giving a little critique of the audio description, not the film itself, but how the audio description, either hopefully enhanced or, maybe it needed improvement. We just finished selecting our winners last week and notifying them. I think we had 34 entries, which apparently is pretty good, but I'd like to hit 50 next year. So
I think it could be higher than that. I mean, if
across the entire nation, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think a few years ago, like back in 2015 and probably before, we have a person in our state. Her name is Kathy Nimmer. She was Teacher of the Year back about that time, but she was an English teacher also. And
as a former English professor, I
hear you chuckling. Yeah. on that. And anyway, I think she encouraged her kids in her class to participate in that.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, we need to get in touch with her and get her on board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe I'd try to connect her with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I'm still very new to this.
Because she's also involved with this concert that I'm talking about in the organization of this concert. Right. So reading your book.
So you're with ACB, but in the audio descriptive part of it.
ACB has for some years now had an initiative called the Audio Description Project, ADP. And for the past few years, it's been coordinated kind of on a part-time basis. Jolynn Bailey Page was kind of splitting her time between grant writing, you know, fundraising development type stuff and coordinating the ADP. And last year they decided that really both of those jobs, you know, were at least a full-time position in themselves. And poor Jolynn was trying to do both at the same time. Well, was doing both at the same time. So they made her the associate director of development so she could focus full-time on that. And then they advertised for a coordinator for the audio description project. And I was looking for a job at the time. And this, I have a PhD in English and I just finished a master's in international relations. So this wasn't necessarily the job I was looking for, but I was familiar with ACB because I've been participating in the community calls since October 2020. Running a couple book groups. So I saw the job advertised and I was like, oh, I know ACB and I don't have a job yet. So let me just apply and see what happens. And what happened was they hired me. So I started in January. So I'm still learning a lot about ACB and the Audio Description Project and audio description in general. Yeah, so what the ADP does is kind of, I think one of its sort of more well-known efforts is that the website adp.acb.org houses a pretty exhaustive title catalog of film and series that have audio description available. So, you know, if you're wondering what to watch over the weekend or, you know, you're friend or family says, hey, let's watch this movie on, you know, Amazon Prime or Disney or whatever, you can just go to the ADP and see if that movie has audio description. So that's pretty nice. But what I discovered when I was interviewing for the job is that audio description is more than just film and TV. And to be honest, that's what really interested me about it, because my first master's is in theater and I just love the arts. So there's, you know, audio description for live theater and, as Dan was saying, for concerts and for museums and books, in fact, picture books for little kids and adults. You're never too old for Winnie the Pooh. The National Park Service does audio description in collaboration with ACB for national park brochures. So there is just a whole lot more than I knew about. So we've got, I think, five or six different committees working on promoting audio description and, you know, advocating and making contacts within, you know, various industries from media to the performing arts to museums. And then we have, you know, the Beatty essay contest that I mentioned where, you know, we try to get them while they're young and get little kids and students and, you know, teenagers to engage with audio description. And it was really great reading their essays and how, you know, they both like took it for granted, you know, like, yeah, of course this is audio described, but then a lot of them would also say everything should be audio described. You know, they recognize how important it is to have that level of inclusion. So that was really kind of great to see, you know, the budding advocates out there. Just trying to build partnerships with, different, cable companies to streaming services. Of course, there's, legislation and policy. A couple of weeks ago, we submitted comments to the FCC because they're going to hopefully continue expanding the requirement for broadcasters to pass through audio description. Currently, it's only required in the top 100 markets as determined by Nielsen ratings, and that leaves 110 markets to go. And so they were asking for comments on whether or not they should continue. And we said, why, yes, you should. So I helped write those comments actually with Clark Rockefeller, director of governmental and advocacy and governmental affairs. So he's technically my boss. I work really closely with the co-chairs of the ADP, who are two of the hardest working volunteers I've ever met, Carl Richardson and Kim Charlson. And Joel Snyder is sort of the founding father of the Audio Description Project. And so he, is still around very much as sort of a senior consultant. And he's a member of, I think, almost all of the committees as well.
All three of them.
Sorry?
I've met all three of them.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. They're such nice people.
Yeah, they really are. The thing I have a question about is, when I'm watching, I love audio description. My favorite show is Blue Blood, and that's audio described on TV on Friday nights.
Okay.
But the other day we watched on Netflix A Man Called Otto, O-T-T-O.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best show I've seen in a long time, and it was audio described. Now, all of Netflix, are they audio described?
Yes and no. My understanding is, and I hope I'm not wrong, like I said, I'm still learning. My understanding is that Netflix has committed to all of the shows that they produce will also have audio description. But if they are, carrying a film that, Sony Pictures produced, and if Sony didn't create audio description, I don't think that Netflix would take that on. That's my understanding. And I will say, it is so weird. And I've heard of a lot of instances where people will see a movie in the movie theater and be, have access to audio description. And then when they try to watch it on a streaming platform or on a cable network, there's no audio description. And it's just so baffling, because you know that the audio description exists, but where did it go? It's just this mystery, the case of the disappearing AD. And so that is something that that Clark and other members of the different committees are working on, trying to let industry know this is really important. This should be bundled together if you are, leasing, selling or the rights or, leasing space on Netflix or whatever, anywhere the film goes, the audio description should go with it. So we're trying to explain why that is, why that makes sense. And I think people are slowly starting to listen.
And then my next question is when I'm watching some programs, the music is so loud, I can't hear the audio describer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she'll be describing what's going on in the movie or on the TV station, or he will. Mostly men I could hear better, but it's just the music is so loud. The drama. I don't know how to explain that to you. It's, I guess, called the background music or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the audio describer, you can't hear them. It's like they're whispering, And
I know that is another issue. It's not in your head. So if that helps any, it is actually an issue that that other people have noticed. And that's another thing that we talk about when we're talking to Amazon or Netflix or Disney You know, we let them know, you know, sound is important. And, you know, from, you know, there are also discussions over, you know, a lot of audio description isn't even, won't even come out stereo. It's just, you know, mono. So if you were watching a movie without audio description, you could get like the full, you know, surround sound experience. But once you flip on audio description, it's like, you know, everything shrinks and it's coming into your left ear, you know? And so it's, it's not fair. It's not in the least bit fair that we're not able to get the same auditory experience as people who are not using audio description. So that is something that is increasingly become a topic of conversation just in my, you know, 3-4 months here. I've just heard that come up a lot more recently. And I think it's Carl Richardson, you know, one of our co-chairs. He is dual sensory. He has hearing loss and vision loss, and but is a huge film buff. Actually, used to work in film when he was younger, and just, you know, refuses to give that up. And so every time I've been on a call with him, he's talking about how he, you know, like that's just one of his things, that every time he talks to somebody, you know, and if it's the slightest position of power, you know, he tells them sound is important, and we need the full, you know, surround sound like everybody else. And we need to hear the audio description, and we need, so apparently I learned there's this term called ducking. So it is possible to sort of make the background music a bit quieter so that the audio describer's voice can be heard. And then when the audio describer's voice, when the audio describer stops talking, then the music would kind of like go back to its normal level. So I've also heard conversations where people are being very persnickety about the level of ducking and how smoothly it's done and stuff like that. So it gets really technical. So hopefully, you know, it's a work in progress, but it's definitely something that people are thinking about and working on.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, thank you.
I really enjoyed, my husband and I went on an Alaskan cruise of, about 4-5 years ago now. And on that cruise, they had the National Parks Rangers come on and do audio description of what we were going by while we were on the boat.
Wow, that's fantastic. And the cruise line provided that?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. What cruise line was it? You should talk to Cindy Hollis, because Cindy wants to organize a community cruise. So you should tell her about that. Yeah. And, you know, Cindy says it's going to happen. It's going to happen at some point. So.
Well, I know that one of the other consumer organization organized the cruise, and I know the person that organized the cruise.
Oh, okay.
So I'll put that in my notes here as follow up. But yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, I asked my husband if they happened to have the CDs of it, mm-hmm. of the narration, and whether we got them and that, mm-hmm. and he didn't recall them having them at the time. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, I know some of that is recorded now that we've been using them for some of the hybrid conventions. We've been using some of the.
Yeah, there are the virtual tours that mm-hmm. are part of the convention. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that I think is unfortunate for somebody like me, I've gone to our local little theater, and they do offer audio description, which is wonderful for a small town like we have.
Yeah.
But the audio description is only the describer, and you do not hear the cast members through the headphones. And I can only hear out of one ear. So I hear the describer, but I don't hear what the dialogue is on stage.
Oh, no.
So it defeats the purpose for me. Yeah.
Rita, I do. I hear the stage people on stage and the audio describer.
Well, it's if you have
the headphone. When I tried it the one time, I only heard the describer. I could not hear the cast members coming through the headphones.
Well, if I recall correctly from the concert 2 years ago, they had the audio coming through one earphone or one ear and the music coming through the other.
Oh, yes. Well, see, yeah, that wouldn't help me either.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, oh, well.
I used it even though I didn't necessarily need it.
Yeah.
The other thing that they did also have, since they're now merging the School for the Blind and School for the Deaf, they also had the text going across the screen. So those that needed the closed captioning could actually hear what was being audio described. So.
And the dialogue. Yeah. It's pretty cool that they made everything accessible for everybody on that concert.
I have a problem with trying to get the audio description on my own without Michael helping me, my husband, and with the remote control. You're watching a show and you think, "Oh, I'm going to try audio description." How do you find audio description if you can't see the menu?
You don't have a talking remote?
Yes, I do, but it doesn't really, I don't think it really reads the, you know, well, I mean.
Mine does.
Okay, but
who are you? I have a Comcast Xfinity. And it'll read the menus. So you have DirecTV, don't you? Or UVerse or something?
No, I have web stream, whatever, streaming. It's streaming. I don't have a box or anything, a big box anymore. It's just
I don't know then.
But even before, I don't know how to go to the, you go to SAP, but how do I get to SAP?
I thought that was just a button on the remote. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it is on mine.
Mm-hmm. You turn on the setting on my TV, and now any program that has it automatically does it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like you leave it on or you totally leave it off.
We leave it off. Because we don't need to leave it on all the time.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Well, what you should do is just leave it on all the time. And then if your husband is with you and he doesn't want it, he turns it off. And then when he's finished, he turns it back on. So the next time you're there without him, it'll be there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or you have two different TVs, one for you and one for him.
can you guys hear me? This is Katrina. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Kathy. Sorry. I just actually wrote a message on the ADP listserv about this very thing. I have UVerse. And so to go through the process of activating the SAP channel is not a button. You have to go into the menus to do it. And I did not used to want to put the default setting as Spanish, because then, like when football's on or whatever, and they have Spanish, then I'm stuck. So I don't know English. I don't know Spanish. And then like last night, I turned to a channel and it was completely silent. It was ABC, American Idol or something like that. And it was completely silent. So I went into the menus and I turned Spanish to English, and then boom, I could hear the audio. So I didn't like to have it set to the default before, but then I finally had a sighted person sit down with me, walk through, tell me, this is what you have to do with the remote. You have to down arrow this many times. You have to push okay. Then you have to left arrow. Now you have to push okay. So a girl on the listserv had asked, how do you do that on UVerse? And so I wrote out all the steps. So it can be done. It's just certainly not easy.
Yeah.
And, oh, I did finally decide to set the default setting to Spanish, because when he taught me how to do this, now I know a bit, I can do it within, like, oh, I'm just going to say 20 seconds. I hit one button, down arrow three times, hit OK, up arrow one time, hit OK. So it's not that difficult. So, but, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're not alone, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying, Dolly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but it does take that train. I've heard a lot of complaints about different systems just being really tricky. And one thing that I would like to build on our website is, you know, collect that kind of information, you know, to help people. And there are some pages on how to access it on, like, you know, streaming services. And I don't know that we could ever do it for, like, you know, every single remote, out there, but I'd like to try to collect, you know, as much helpful information as we can. Because the thing is, like, I never watch television.
Oh, see, I do.
People ask me, I haven't owned a television since 2012.
Oh, no. I can't imagine.
Wow.
No.
I used to. No, I used to watch soap operas and the whole bit, but no, I'm not a big, I prefer my books.
Well, I do a lot of reading, but I love it. And I love having the ability to record stuff so that I can rewind. And, like, unfortunately, I didn't get to see the coronation because I chose to have Channel 13 record it instead of CBS. Big mistake, because WTHR decided to do the mini marathon.
Yep.
So, I didn't get the audio description or the coronation. So,
but you can get that online. I mean, I watched it after the fact.
Yeah. Did you have it recorded?
No, I didn't have it recorded. I found it online.
With audio description?
Oh.
It's with actually audio TV. I think so.
Well, if you can.
And it was described, D?
I think so. I didn't listen to enough. I watched it. I didn't have the volume up, so I didn't listen to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a huge conversation on the ADP listserv about that too.
Is there?
Yeah, because, like, it was so early. So I had it recorded, but I didn't wake up till like 10 o'clock or something. And that's when I realized that the show I was recording was the marathon.
Right.
So it was too late. And I've got other problems with AT&T. I can't now record stuff. So anyway.
Well, I had gotten up at 5 and fell asleep on the couch waiting for it to start. And I was on 13 and that. And then so later I just happened to pick up my my phone, or I think it was my phone. And I noticed that there was a message saying that it was recorded.
Well, if you find out how to watch that after the fact with audio description, please share.
I will do that. So.
How long did the coronation last? How many hours?
I watched it from shortly after 5 till 10 a.m.
Oh, no.
I mean, I didn't just sit. You know, I did other things, but I had it on.
Well, I mean, still, why would it take 5 hours to put a crown on the guy's head?
There was a lot more to it, before and after the ceremony. They showed them going to the church, them leaving the church, the stuff they did at the, after the ceremony, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to have to bow out, you guys. I've got another meeting in a few minutes, and I need to switch computers and that sort of thing.
We'll have to have you back again some point in time to talk about your book club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always happy to talk about books. Honestly, I know a lot more about Jane Austen than I do audio description.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us this evening, Tabitha, and I will put you in touch with those people involved with the audio description and the concert this summer, and the and any insight I can give you on you and the Cindy. I forgot her name.
Cindy. I've never been on a cruise, so I don't know, but. Yeah, she mentioned it a couple months ago that she wanted to organize the community cruise, and you know, half the staff thought she was crazy, and the other half was like, "Well, if Cindy says she wants to do it, it's probably going to happen." So, woman does not take no for an answer.
Well, again, yep. Thank you for joining us this evening, and sorry for the technical issues.
Oh, you know, yeah. Zoom gremlins, no one is immune. But it was a pleasure to talk with all of you, and happy audio describing.
Thank you.
Bye. Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
Before everybody gets off, I want to announce that we do have next month already set up. Or not next month. Yeah, next month, June 12th.
Yeah.
June 12th already set up. It will be conference and convention is coming up. I have asked people from the voting task force committee to join the call next on the 12th.
And I did hear back from Barbara, and she said she didn't see it, which is typical. She doesn't see all of her emails. And I told her that it came out Friday, you know, tonight's announcement. And she said it needs to go out a week before and then a reminder closer to the day. So I don't know. I just thought we would have more people. You know, you hate when there's only three or four people, whatever, and you have somebody, especially from the national
Rich
organization.
And Regina were interested, but they had to go to their grandson's ball game.
Yeah, they're busy too. So
I apologize for being late. I just got in from running errands, and my calendar reminder reminded me I have a monthly reminder.
I don't know, but plus we've been having Zoom trouble with other meetings anyway, so so I thought that was what was going on, because Dolly and I call in on our phones, not the computer, and we just kept getting the music and everything. So hopefully it'll work better next time, whatever. So
okay. Well, good night, guys.
Okay, good night.
Night.
Mm-hmm.